तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कथा मायां ददाति श्वापदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपादकमलम् श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां सारिकां सारणां रघुनाथान्वितां हंसजीवां साद्वैतां सावधूतां परिक्रमासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवां श्रीराधा कृष्णपदा सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितां च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कान्ता राधा कान्ता नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी नमामि हरि प्रिये। पंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवी गौरवाक्यवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
By the infinite mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas, we have been granted the divine blessing of coming to this most auspicious and holy place of the temple of Sri Sri Radha Damodara, the very small deity in the front side of the altar is Sri Radha Damodara. The six Goswamis, headed by Sri Rupa and Raghunath, renounced the royal opulences of the world. Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis were the prime ministers of all of Bengal, multi-billionaires with great power, prestige, and their nephew Jiva Goswami, the son of Anupam. They left everything to come to the forests of Vrindavan on the order of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there they lived the supreme, most exemplary lives of unalloyed devotional service to to Sri Sri Radha Krishna of Vrindavan. Sleeping under different tree every night on the hard ground, wearing only those old and tattered cloths that were discarded by the local people, and even then only a kopan and a small chadar, eating very frugally, sometimes only every few days, whatever they could beg and was given of its own accord. Always absorbed in chanting the holy names, at least one lakh every day, bowing down to thousands of times to the Vaishnavas and to the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Immersed always in having wonderful kirtan and discussions of the glories of Radha and Krishna and Gauranga Mahaprabhu and their associates. Writing books, extracting the essence of all knowledge of the Vedas, pure unalloyed devotion to Sri Radha Krishna of Brajadham, establishing the highest philosophy of life. They excavated the lost holy places, established temples, established deity worship. They were always absorbed in loving mood of separation. In this way, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan established for the world to follow the inner heart of the teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came to give what no other incarnation has ever given, Krishna Prema, to everyone and anyone for the simple price of simply accepting his mercy with a humble and grateful heart. Srila Jiva Goswami, from his very childhood, was a pure devotee of the Lord, always absorbed in worshipping his deities of Krishna and Balaram, offering them everything he had, sleeping with them at night, weeping and crying. One day his deities of Krishna and Balaram, right before his very eyes, appeared in the beautiful forms of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Jiva Goswami spent his entire childhood in pure devotional service to the Lord, always longing to visit, not to visit, but to surrender to the lotus feet of his uncles, Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis. When he was a young man, highly educated, the greatest scholar in all the world, he left his home and went to Navadvip Dham, where Sri Nityananda Prabhu took him personally on the parikrama of Sri Navadvip. And then it was Lord Nityananda who personally ordered him to go to Vrindavan. He said that Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu has given Vrindavan to your family. So you go there in the shelter of the lotus feet of Rupa and Sanatana. Jiva Goswami there approached Sanatana Goswami for initiation, who out of humility offered him to Sri Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami had Jiva Goswami manifest his supreme humility. Although he was the greatest scholar, he had all the most super excellent qualities in every regard. But he would massage his guru's feet each night. He would collect leaves for him, edit his writing, collect leaves to make into paper for his transcendental writing of literatures. He would get water for him. He would arrange the paraphernalia of puja for him. In this way, for a whole year, he was the menial humble servant of Sri Rupa Goswami, who gave him initiation. Rupa Goswami understood that in the heart of Jiva Goswami, he very much longed to personally worship the deity of Sri Krishna. So it is said that with great love, Sri Rupa Goswami, with his own divine hands, carved the murti of Sri Damodara. And then Rupa Goswami personally installed that deity in the year 1542. And then he handed over the worship and the service of Sri Radha Damodara to his beloved nephew and disciple, Srila Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami dedicated his body, mind, words, and very life to the service of Sri Radha Damodara. Seeing the pastimes of Sri Radha Damodara, Jiva Goswami would be overwhelmed in ecstatic feelings of devotion. Sometimes Damodara would speak to Jiva Goswami, tell him he was hungry, and Jiva Goswami would prepare bhoga and offer it and watch Sri Damodara eating right before his very eyes. One day, Sri Damodara was playing his flute with a beautiful smile on his face, and he called Jiva Goswami to come and see. When Jiva Goswami beheld the beauty of the Lord, who was so young and beautiful, who was decorated with elegant, beautiful ornaments, Jiva Goswami fell to the ground unconscious. And after a long time, when he came to consciousness, upon beholding the beautiful darshan of the Lord, his eyes filled with tears, his heart dedicated in great love. So in this way, Sri Jiva Goswami spent his life and established the Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan. This temple was the meeting place where all the six Goswamis would come to discuss the glories of the Lord and the means of fulfilling the instructions they were given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dhamma means rope. Udara means waist. Damodara refers to Lord Sri Krishna, who in his childhood pastimes was bound by the waist, by the rope of love of Mother Yashoda. This is the month of Damodara, or Kartik. It is most auspicious to be here at this holy place to worship the lotus feet of Sri Radha Damodara. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in his old age, on the order of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, left his comfortable home to go to Vrindavan. There he became an intimate associate of all of the Goswamis. Hearing the narrations of Mahaprabhu's Leela from Sri Raghunath Das Goswami at Sri Radha Kund, he was requested by all the assembled Vaishnavas to write a book on the philosophy and teachings and the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Taking permission from all the Vaishnavas and receiving the divine blessings of Sri Madan Mohanji, who we will visit tomorrow, Krishnadas Kaviraj compiled Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. He worshipped this deity, the large deity in the back of Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra, with great devotion. At one time, there was temples for all of these deities. When the conqueror Aurangzeb came to Vrindavan, all of these deities were brought to Jaipur. And here we find the Supreme Personality of Godhead bestowing His great mercy upon all of us. And we should know, as Krishna says in Gita, Ye yathamam prapadyante thams tathaiva bhajamyaham mamavart manuvaratante manushya paratasaravasha. As we approach Krishna, He reveals Himself accordingly to us. Sri Damodar, Sri Radharani, Vrindavan Chandra are fully manifesting themselves in their eternal divine forms to us. According to the humility and dedication of our heart, we can perceive them as they are. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochana Santasa Dai Vrhadayeshu Vilochana. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us the crest jewel of all verses, which brings about a consciousness in which everything we do is most pleasing to the Lord. And that is Trinarapi Sunichena. When we become more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, ready to offer all respect to others and expect none in return, then and only then will Krishna reveal His divine lila to us. When we develop such a consciousness of humility in our bhajan and in our seva to the Vaishnavas, then Krishna becomes so overwhelmingly pleased that He reveals everything. Everything according to His heart's desire to us. So this is the secret of the teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Srila Prabhupada has so perfectly and purely presented to the world. If we learn to truly serve the Lord and His devotees with great humility and chant the holy names in that spirit, then everything, the divine realm of Vrindavan and the most intimate realizations will be revealed to us by the grace of Sri Guru Maharaj, who is the most blessed and dear servant of Srimati Radharani and Sri Damodarji. So let us pray to Sri Damodar, Sri Sri Radha Damodar, and Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra, the effulgent moon which engladdens and enlightens the hearts of all of the Vrijavasis. Let us pray that we can truly aspire for and live by the principles of this sloka, of being more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, to be ready to offer all respects to others and to expect none in return. And in this sweet mood, so dear and precious to the Lord, we can chant the holy names constantly. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Now I would like to respectfully request Sri Giriraj Maharaj to speak, and then we will sing the Damodar Astakam for the pleasure of Sri Sri Radha Damodar.
We are fortunate to be in the temple of Sri Sri Radha Damodar during the month of Damodar. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu explains that Lord Damodar is so kind and merciful that he considers even the smallest service rendered by the devotee to be a very big thing. And the month of Damodar has the same characteristic as Lord Damodar himself. Even the smallest service rendered by the devotee in the month of Damodar is counted as a very big achievement. And therefore it is said that service rendered in the month of Damodar is multiplied 1,000 times. So this is the merciful quality of Lord Damodar, that he magnifies the slightest service. And again, he is so kind and merciful. He does not consider the faults very seriously. As we heard today about the deliverance of Putana, although she came with poison on her breast to kill Krishna, but because Krishna sucked the milk from her breast, he considered that she is my mother and elevated her to the position of mother in the spiritual world. So we pray to Lord Damodar that he will give us the opportunity to serve him and Srimati Radharani. And of course, it is only by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada that most of us, certainly myself, would have even heard the name of Damodar, heard the name of Lord Krishna. And by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have connection through disciplic succession with Srila Jiva Goswami and with Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, with their teachings and also with their deities. So we cannot imagine how powerful Srila Prabhupada's mercy is, that he could bring us all here from so many different places, so many different backgrounds, so many different histories, and give us some connection with the previous acharyas and their deities. Some connection means some service. So Srila Prabhupada personally resided at the Radha Damodar Mandir in Vrindavan. He translated the first volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam there. He made his plans to come to the West from there. And he even wrote to the Saivites in the temple of Radha Damodar in Vrindavan how he wanted to serve Srishri Radha Damodar and spread the glories of Jiva Goswami throughout the world. So Srila Prabhupada is the most dear servant of Srila Jiva Goswami and Srisi Radha Damodar. And by serving him and trying to please him, they will be most pleased. So we pray to Srila Prabhupada that by his mercy he will engage us in his service, which means ultimately the service of the disciplic succession. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami, Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Srila Radha Damodar. And in order to serve Srila Prabhupada in the best way, we need the association of other devotees, the help of other devotees, the cooperation of other devotees. So we also pray to Srila Prabhupada that he will always keep us in the association of his sincere devotees and followers, so that in their association we can serve him and please him. And by serving him and pleasing him, serve all the previous acharyas and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srisi Radha Damodar ki jai. Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi.